Hi, I'm Reggie Ponder, the Real Critic, and I'm here with Christina Jackson for the movie Shirley, which stars Regina King, and it also stars her. My first question is, what does this movie mean to you?
Oh, everything. It means everything. Regina and her sister Raina, it's taken them 15 years to finally get this done. However, where we are right now, it's been over 50 years, and there has not been a movie done about Shirley Chisholm, so how fitting of a time, but I'm very appreciative that now it's been designated that time.
When you say everything, I want to dig a little bit deeper to learn why you think it really means that much.
Oh, I mean, when you talk to a lot of people, they don't know who Shirley Chisholm was, not just as a Black woman that ran for president, but also she was Congresswoman first. And a lot of people don't know that either. And so when you talk about how you move forward through history, it is very important to know what's happened before you. And I think that the more people who know this story will A, be informed, but also inspired.
I was about 10 or 11 when Shirley was running, and I always thought that Shirley was a bad woman. And then the character that you play, Barbara Lee, she's a bad woman. So talk a little bit more about Barbara Lee.
Barbara Lee, when we meet her in 1972, we are meeting her as a student. We are meeting her as a mother. We are meeting her as an activist, trying to find a way to be present in how the world is changing around her. And in her chance meeting with Shirley Chisholm, in the film, you are watching the beginnings of what we now know to be, you know, a beautiful, long-withstanding career, but you don't really get the chance to see that in other films. So for Barbara, we are watching her find her place in the world by way of Shirley's campaign, and you watch Shirley teach her along the way about what's happening, why it's happening, how we're going to handle the situation, and how we're going to, if we don't win, we keep going.
When you look at the film, you see that Barbara is frustrated. She's like, I'm not voting. I don't like what you guys are doing. But something draws her in that when Shirley walks past, she whispers in Shirley's ear. What do you think that was about that really drew her in to say something to Shirley?
She watched her speak. A lot of people don't realize that Shirley in 72 was already talking about feminism and intersectionality. She was smart as a whip. And I do believe that had she been allowed to debate, she would have gotten more support. But that was the fire in just watching her speak, watching her electrify an audience of young students, because this was, you know, you get to vote for the first time. And so I think in just watching her speak and then having enough gumption to get up and say, hi, this is who I am. And, you know, at least at that beautiful scene of them sitting down, I think that's it, just watching her talk.
For more of this interview, you can see and watch it at ReggiePonder.com. Shirley is now streaming on Netflix, and I agree with Christina Jackson. It is about time that we honor a legend like Shirley Chisholm. I'll see you next time.